Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Montana versus Egelhoff, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1996. The main question in this case was whether the state could prevent a defendant from introducing evidence of voluntary intoxication as part of their defense to negate the mental state required for a criminal offense or mens rea. In other words, is the due process clause of the 14th Amendment violated by Montana state law, which provided that voluntary intoxication could not be taken into consideration in determining the existence of a mental state as a required element of a criminal offense? In the facts of the case, sheriff's officers found two victims in the front seat of a vehicle, each dead from a gunshot wound to the head. The defendant, Mr. Egelhoff, was found in the rear of the car alive with an elevated blood alcohol content. He was charged with two counts of homicide, which per Montana law required an individual to purposely or knowingly cause the death of another human being. Mr. Egelhoff claimed that due to extreme intoxication, he was physically incapable of committing the murders, and he was also unable to recall the events of the night. The jury was instructed that it could not consider the defendant's intoxicated condition in determining the existence of mens rea or mental state required for the offense. He was subsequently found guilty and Mr. Egelhoff appealed. The Supreme Court of Montana reversed the holding, noting that Mr. Egelhoff had due process rights to have the jury consider all relevant evidence to rebut the state's evidence on all elements of the charged offense. The Supreme Court of Montana concluded that because of the Montana state law preventing the jury from considering that evidence, the defendant, Mr. Egelhoff, was indeed denied due process. Then the prosecutor in this case appealed to the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court held that Montana law, which prohibited the use of voluntary intoxication as a defense to negate the mens rea required for murder, was constitutional. The court upheld the state's ability to limit the presentation of certain types of evidence in criminal cases, including the exclusion of voluntary intoxication as a defense. The Montana Supreme Court ruling was reversed. In the discussion, the decision in Montana versus Egelhoff reinforced the principle that states have significant discretion in setting the rules of evidence in criminal trials, including deciding which defenses may be used by a defendant. The due process clause in this case, they said, did not apply unless it offended some principle of justice so rooted in tradition and the conscience of our people as to be ranked fundamental. And although a rule allowing a jury to consider voluntary intoxication in regards to mens rea had gained acceptance since the 19th century, this court held that it was not considered fundamental. The dissent felt that Montana law had removed the jury's ability to consider all relevant evidence to mens rea in this case, and therefore felt like it did violate the 14th Amendment and due process. Overall, this case highlighted the court's deference to state law in criminal matters, particularly with regard to how mental states and defenses like intoxication could be handled. The ruling helped solidify the idea that states have significant authority to regulate defenses in a matter that aligns with their public policy interests, even if it means restricting certain defenses that might otherwise be available under federal law.